Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mr. B. And again, I'd like to address the audience in regards to a delay in you know, putting out videos. You know, weekly, it seems like I'm going through some type of, I can't really figure out what's going on, but you know, I'm putting up videos, but I can't upload it. And it seems like, you know, it's something going on with the way I'm setting up stuff to how it's being set up on the site. And it's not being uploaded, you know, to the point where I have to make, you know, some, I gotta send in emails to the site in regards to what's going on. And they keep telling me that everything's okay, you know, you gotta do it, do this and do that. So I've done this and that. But again, nothing's happening. So I don't really know what's going on. It's going on 3 days that I haven't been able to upload a video. So, you know, being there with me. But at the same token, I like to say this much. I'm not on this site to, you know, put out my personal agenda as far as like, you know, a lot of people, you know, they get on these different podcasts. They gotta, you know, they do what they do. Everybody has a voice. My voice is really for the mental health community. You know, I want to help those young generation in making solid decisions. They're going through whatever they're going through. You know, I call myself going through the process. You know, it's a step-by-step. You know, organization right now, working on an organization. I did have an organization at first. It was an LLC foundation, but the name was conflicting with so many others that had the same name, but they were doing something else. But it was a conflict to others, and it was brought to my attention. Now, I'm kind of, like, again, I'm still surprised on how come my name is conflicting. When I went through the process of putting up the foundation, the name was accepted. And so now it's, you know, it's a conflict to others. You know, the name is more or less the same as their name and blah, blah, blah. And they doing this, they doing that. So, you know, I'm confused, but at the same token, I'm going to go back and forth, back and forth. My thing is trying to resolve the situation and move on. So, by me resolving the situation, I went on and started a new amendment, declaration for the state of New York, a business, and it falls under the format of a nonprofit. And originally, that was supposed to have been my first move anyway, but I was so caught up in the movement at the time, I was just, you know, I was like, run, Johnny, run. I was trying to, you know, off to the races, and I didn't stop to realize that what I was doing, it was not the right move to do. So nobody got hurt, and right now I'm working on getting the all hands up and incorporated, and I got the EIN number today, and so, you know, I get it. This seems like this. I know when I first started my LLC back in 2014, I did everything in one day. Everything, you know, the name, the corporation, the EIN number, and everything. I went to the bank the next day, opened up a checking account, and then the name. So, you know, this process, I'm dealing with LegalZoom. It's a third party. You know, it's all about they trying to get their little money out of me, you know, a little, and, you know, much as they can, you know, but they do it. Indiscreet, you know, make it seem like they doing you a favor, but really, it's, you know, everything's slow. So I got to stay in tune with what's going on with them. And as soon as I get everything straight, we'll start moving. We get, you know, rapidly start moving. But right now, I'm waiting on the paperwork, the documents. I got licenses I got to get. There's permits I got to put up. Oh, I'm trying to get approved. for these apartments. And I had to get company insurance, where, and I got good contact with IRS, and, fill out the documents, the tax exempt, and things like that. And then turn around and try to hire these people. The people I want to hire is more or less, it's not your ordinary, everyday type people. Sometimes, some places, you just hire anybody. Come on out. You just need bodies. And then I want to do that, but in this case, I really need the right people. And these personnel's got to be, people that care about what they do and how they do. So I need people with a sense of knowledge, a sense of experience, been on the earth for a minute. And they gotta have skin like alligator. They got to. They can't be, willy-nilly. They can't be, everything, touching their feelings, everything. I look up, they wushy-wushy, and they need a tissue and clean next to, stop the crying. We don't need them, And I feel for them people now. I come for them people. There's nothing wrong with that. But in this case, this is a different, it's a whole new ball game. It's a different type of ball game. And you got to play hard ball. And when you're playing hard ball, sometimes you get hit by the ball. And when you get hit by the ball, it hurts. And it hurts hard. But you got to, brush it off. Get yourself together. Get back in the batting box. Get up in it. This is what I need. So I'm going to be able to, take care of that. Delegate that. But at the same token, get this incorporation up and running. And so, the nonprofit, in the making, I'm hoping, I got my little checklist for what I'm going to get this and that. I did the bylaws. Me and the other two directors, we got together, we sat down, we talked, this and that, we disputed, this and that, we disagreed and this and that. And then we came to an agreement, and then we came to an understanding that this is what we want. This organization is going to be run by these laws, and so this is what we will stand for. So we did that. I didn't think it would be that difficult, but we got that accomplished. So, it's a process. And like I said, we're dealing with the mental health community. And that's all I want. That's all I want to, address that. I want to attack that. I want to, be able to do that. That's what I'm at. So right now, like I said, I'm dealing with this podcast. Now, like I said, this podcast is audio. It's not visual. It's audio. It's like, you listen to the radio, and you're sitting down and you're listening, and you're tuning in. And I appreciate those that have tuned in and checked me out, like and subscribe is not really what I do. It's not what I normally say, but I believe this is what I got to say, to keep the thing generating. Like and subscribe, at the same token, voice your opinion. Let me know what I'm doing right and what I'm doing wrong. I know this is a learning process for me, as a podcaster, host. I'm working with what I got. My instruments that I'm using, I'm doing the best I can, but I could do better I could do better. But I'm not trying to put everything in one, put all of, all the loot in one area. And I know I need to put, what I need to put. Get the message across, because my thing is just getting the message across. If it could just, someone could just tune in, one person could tune in and say, today, self, I'm not a scholar. Yo, I'm not. I'm away from that. I'm not from Harvard. I didn't go to Yale. I'm away from that. I'm just an ordinary man. I'm 60 years. I might as well say I'm 60. I'll be 60 in a few months. And the way time is moving, it's just rolling. But before you know it, bam, it's August the 3rd, I'm here. I'm 60 years old. I like to say, I remember when I was 10 years old. And I was, sitting there watching ABC and CBS and NBC. And now I look it up, I'm 60 years old. And they streaming. They got all kind of stuff, bootlegging. They got DVDs. And they just going on and going on and going on. This is my life is right now, Social media. They got something called AI. AI is like, I call myself experimenting when I was doing my website. And I was, wording, I was doing my little prologue. And, talking about what all hands up was, what we stand for, what we trying to do. A mission statement. And he took that little information and whoop, it came up with something. I said to myself, hey, that look good. So I said, AI, this is not how far technology has, you know, explored. They went into no man land and just keep going and going, you know. So, you know, I'm glad to be here. I never thought I'd see what I'm seeing today, but I'm a part of it, and I'm glad to be a part of it. And so, like I say, my whole thing is not, I'm not over here trying to be seen, be heard for nothing. You know, you can't see me. I ain't trying to be seen and be heard for nothing. I'm talking about something that really holds dear to my heart. You know, I want the youth of today, for the most part, to have a thorough good up. Want the road to wherever they're going to, hopefully, it's righteous stuff. It's some good stuff. I want that road to be open for them. I want it to be wide. I want it to be right there. Walk on through it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like when I was growing up, you know, I put obstacles in my way because I overthought on a lot of issues. You know, I didn't have someone to, you know, be like a mentor, to be like, tell me, you know, if I'm doing right, if I'm doing wrong. You know, the people nowadays, they just want to be in agreement with you, just to have an association with you, which is really do more harm than anything. We don't need a yes man. Yeah. You don't need them kind of people. You need someone to tell you straight talk, real talk. And this is what I'm trying to be. I want to be straight talk and real talk to the people. You know, sometimes you might not like what I'm saying, but it's straight talk, real talk to the people. And I want you to get this information from me, because this information will get you where you need to go. You know, and you're going that way, straight ahead, and you're in an opportunity or whatever is for you. But you got to do the work. Now, it's going to be some work. Ain't nothing going to be handed out to you. Ain't nothing going to, it's nothing. Life is hard. You know, I know you're saying, man, life is just too much. No, life is hard. It's supposed to be hard. And that thing too easy. I wouldn't want nothing to do with it. Anything worth putting in the work, getting the sweat and equity from that work, that value comes out of that is so much more valuable. Because you put in the work to get the results that you need to get to the next level. And that's where I'm at right now. So, like I said, I want to do something, and I want to give back to the young adults. Male and female. It's not even about a black thing. Because I'm African American, I'm black, I'm supposed to be like, yeah, man, I'm down with black. I'm not, you know, I know all lives matter. I always say, all lives matter. That's why I feel all lives matter. But, you know, I understand what black lives mean, what it matter, what it means. I know what it means. You understand me? I know what it means. I understand it. I know what we had to do at that moment. Make sure that black lives matter. And I knew it, and I respect it. And we did a good thing. We did. I'm gonna tell you, like, straight up, we did a good thing. But when it, you know, the truth be told, right after that, I wanna let you know and let everybody know, all lives matter to me, Mr. B. You understand me? White, black, brown, yellow, whatever. All lives matter to me. And that's why I'm at. I want to talk about that and address that. I'm hoping I'm able to get my word across, because I'm seeing like something's going on this site that I'm dealing with. They won't allow me to voice my opinion. My opinion is too harsh. It is too rough. I ain't cussing. I ain't talking that talk. I ain't talking about now. I ain't drunk. I'm not doing that. You know, I'm bad or good. Good and bad. I'm not doing that. I'm not talking about politics. Good and bad. I ain't talking about religion. Good or bad, I'm not doing all that. You know, that's something else for another area, for another person. Let them do whatever they need to do. My thing is, I want to get this company that I started from scratch, I want to get it rolling. Get it off the ground. You know what I'm saying? Get the door open. Get the right personnel. You know what I mean? I want to talk to the board of ed. I want to go to the colleges. I even want to go to the historical. Let me talk to the student athletes. Let me talk. talk to the student body. Let me talk to everybody. I got things to say. I want to say something. Let me talk. Let me talk. You know, like I said, I'm not no scholar. Yeah, I ain't no rapper. Yo, I ain't no comedian. I'm straight talk. Let me talk. And I want to talk. I want to be able to get back. And I don't know how long I got left. Because my whole body is twisted. I got MS, multiple sclerosis. And my body hurts. My back hurts. Both my legs, it goes to a convulsion. Staggers. You know, the blood is not circulating properly. Half my body is numb. Both my hands are numb. Both my feet are numb. I'm losing my teeth. I don't know why they just disappeared. I'm looking up. A teeth just fell out my mouth one day. I was eating something, and I looked up. I was eating on something. I was like, what is this? And I said, man, I know this ain't the meat. I said, what is this? I pulled it out. I looked. I said, teeth. I said, a tooth. You know, back in the day, when you lose a tooth, you sometimes you get a little blood. And a little blood here and there. Wasn't no blood when these teeth came out. I said, man. What's going on? I'm like, yo, man, I get this all about the process of old age, you know what I'm saying? I said, man, see, my daddy's gone. You know, he's gone. He never really talked too much about, you know, what he was going through. I said, oh, the gentleman, I was there with him when he was going through his last days, but he still didn't talk about it. And so I just had to visually observe what was going on with my old man. But my old man didn't have multiple sclerosis. He had a he was diabetic, but he wasn't like full-blown diabetic with the insulin. He was diabetic with the pills, you know. And he was able to maintain and control his diet. And then he was starting to lose his vision and his eyesight. And he was starting to panic, you know, with that because he was losing his vision. And he lost weight, you know,